We're joined now by Sean Yang. He's managing director at Blue Lotus Capital Advisors to talk about some of the big tech earnings that we've had out of China. And Sean, I want to start with Alibaba and get your view on the numbers that we got. A lot of the price action today seems to be driven by the upsizing of the buyback program to the tune of $15 billion. But other than that, it was a pretty mixed bag. What were your takeaways?
I think buyback is definitely something provides a fundamental for the like stock price rally. But I think more investors are looking to the next stage movement. We actually think that investors could long China internet names, because if you look at all the negative factors previously, like the regulation, weak macroeconomy, the COVID disruption, a lot of factors I think are priced in, and people are more positive about the gradually easing of the COVID's like zero policies and also the improved macroeconomy. And if that is true, then as the major like portal of e-commerce in China, Alibaba should be benefited.
Yeah, Goldman Sachs is making a similar call, really placing a lot on the reopening theme. But I want to just talk a little bit about the semiconductor space, because it's very interesting that we're seeing some relative strength among Asian chip-related stocks today after the numbers from Applied Materials here in the U.S. after the bell. The numbers were better than feared. And one of the big things hanging over Applied Materials right now, the restrictions that have been placed on the company by the Biden administration in terms of exporting certain semiconductor manufacturing technology into China. Are these restrictions going to hold back technology shares, more broadly speaking, in China?
I think what you are talking about is more about the hardware technology. But if you look at Alibaba, most of its business, I would say 95% of the business are located in China. Mm-hmm. So the domestic restriction or domestic regulation environment is much more important than the cross-border the restrictions.
Well, that's a fair point in terms of e-commerce. I get that. But I'm talking more broadly just about technology shares in China overall, away from e-commerce.
Yeah, I think the technology includes hardware and software and also internet. So I think you need to be differentiated about which subsector you are looking at. If you're asking hardware, then first of all, I'm not an analyst covering hardware. So I think that probably it will definitely bring some impact. But if you look at in the past, that this has been already been a factor that has been long hanging there. And investors are probably asking, is that worse or is that better? So that's more for the hardware. But I think for the internet names, I think, as I said, that people are more looking for the positive signs.
If we take a look at Alibaba shares, we're seeing a decent pop today, but they're still off 50% on year. Analyst ratings, though, 50 buys on Alibaba, 4 holds, just 1 sell. So clearly the consensus is there's quite a bit of upside from here. What's your outlook?
I think it's people have reasons to be more positive. We actually still have a hold rating. We think that people have reasons to be more positive. But if you look at the e-commerce names, they're actually better stocks than Alibaba. If you look for buy ideas, I think JD and PDD and Meituan, the 3 competitors, their stock are more attractive than Alibaba, and their growth are higher than Alibaba. But I think in general that people are looking for macro reasons to own the whole China internet stocks.
When you look at the cloud computing industry in China right now, is that encouraging to you, or do you see greater adoption of the cloud?
I think there are some similar stories if you compare with the US, that the penetration is still increasing, but also it's slowing down a little bit. I think Alibaba is still the largest cloud service provider in China, but a lot of its market share are taken by the telecom companies, because they're also rising very quickly. The other thing is that it's also very similar in the US, is that if you look at Amazon, a lot of customers are internet companies, but the penetration in internet companies already reached to a very high level. And they need to, both Amazon and Alibaba, they need to look for customers outside the internet sector, like from government and from financial industry. And this is something they're not very good at, because they I think they each sector needs different approach. So which means that they are definitely going to see some slowdowns. And if you look at Alibaba's cloud, it only grows like, I think, 4% something year on year this quarter. So that's basically a sign that it's unavoidably slowing down.
Well, we've got another big week of Chinese tech earnings next week. You mentioned Meituan, Baidu, Xiaomi also out with numbers. What are you anticipating? What are you expecting to see?
I think at this stage, our top buy ideas are Tencent, Meituan, JD, PDD. I think that we prefer physical internet names that includes e-commerce and advertising names than virtual internet names that includes entertainment and gaming. Because we think that if there's like improve of the macro economy, then those e-commerce advertising names will be first benefited. So that's why we like Tencent, we like Meituan, we like JD, and we like PDD.
When it comes to gaming vis-a-vis Tencent and where the government stands on licenses, are you optimistic that Beijing is going to be supportive?
I think it's probably the support that's it's a little bit. First of all, they have a commentary like I think 2 days ago or something that basically that this the government is saying that look, we should be more positive about gaming, because like the European like parliament or something like they make some preferential policies. I think that's just like change of the tone, and you see that yesterday Tencent NetEase got their game code approval. I think that has been long time waiting, so I think investors could be more positive about gaming. We are going to see Tencent NetEase to obtain more games in coming month.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a very like important reason to support their growth.
Sean, good conversation. Thanks for taking time to chat with us. Sean Yang is Managing Director at Blue Lotus Capital Advisors, joining us from Shenzhen here on Daybreak Asia.